Welcome to the A Minute for My Amigo podcast, a How I Got That Way production.
Without a doubt, my favorite columnist in the New York Times is the one and only David Brooks, who I've seen speak, read all his books. I love him so much. He wrote a recent article about grief. Let me just quote one of the first sections. Grief and suffering often shatter our assumptions about who we are and how life works. The social psychologist Ronnie Janoff Bullman notes that many people assume that the world is benevolent, that life is controllable, and that we're basically good people who deserve good things. Suffering and loss can blast that into smithereens. I think this is a great topic for you and me. My dad died more than 25 years ago. It was a life-changing moment, and the grief stays with me today. Your brother died roughly 10 years or so ago, and I'm assuming that has stayed with you for a long time as well. Grief, if we let it, completely shapes who we are.
I think that I love this article, by the way, and I love Brooks. I mean, you love him more than I do, but I do find him to be such a thoughtful writer and sort of a guy that's sort of introspective, looks at the world in a different way. And the fact that somebody's even talking about grief says a whole lot about where we've come and that he has an audience of people that talk about this. Because, look, here's the deal, dude. All of us are going to grieve at some point if we're all healthy, right? So the fact that we have no real healthy... Go ahead.
I will push back. Some people don't grieve. People die in your life and they don't... I feel like grieving is an active process of absorbing someone losing something. So some people actually don't grieve.
Let me rephrase that then. What everyone is going to lose someone that they care about or something that they care about. So you could choose to grieve it or you can just be like in a hurry to get past it.
Yep.
And I think that's what most Americans are. They're in a real hurry to get past it. I've always said this. We are amazing at birthdays and we'll do gender reveal parties for babies and we'll have these opulent weddings that no one can remember. And yet when someone dies, it's like, let's get past this as absolutely quick as possible. We've talked about that within the Jewish faith of this idea of sitting Shiva.
Shiva!
Where you, for a year, there's an active grieving process. He talked about people, Brooks in the article really breaks down the psychological parts of grieving, how people, you know, like one person, they had this guy, the husband comes home and says, I have pancreatic cancer, and they do this wonderful end of life, and they're going to, you know, celebrate his life. And then as soon as he dies, she just basically goes nuts. She just can't deal with it. And her way of grieving was like to get rid of stuff and then regret it. And, you know, just like, and over time, she was able to become well from this. But I often think, man, shouldn't there be some, I don't know, we do birthday, shouldn't there be some event that we have that is like called active grieving? You notice, I don't know this custom that well, but I know that in the Muslim world, especially in the Middle East, that women do this screaming and they pull their hair and it's around a funeral. That's an active grieving thing. They're actively part of this. Even if they didn't know the person, they're part of this grieving cycle to create an atmosphere where it is okay to let this stuff out. I feel like we're so good at repressing it that we never let it out.
Yeah. You know, Michael Lewis, the guy who wrote Moneyball, he wrote like one about the left tackle, blah, blah. I just recently heard on a podcast and his daughter died about a year ago, 19-year-old daughter and boyfriend in a horrible car crash, just like dead, boom. And he obviously he had friends were reaching out to him and saying like, it's going to be, you know, my daughter died too. It's going to be okay. The thing that he realized about grief in life was that everybody grieves completely different. Like it's all like nobody grieves the same. And you have to figure that out for yourself. You can't, no platitudes from another person are going to help that process. You have to figure out your very own process and go through it. The other thing that he said is Dave Eggers, the author, who's his good friend, daughter dies. He's completely lost, doesn't know what to do. Dave Eggers calls him and says, hey, I'm going to come sit in my car in front of your house. You don't need to come. Just know that I'm going to sit there and know that my presence is with you. So this idea of just having someone involved in your grieving process, whatever that is, just is so awesome.
I don't want you to come sit in front of my house in your car, but you do. I do appreciate Eggers doing that.
I will.
I think I hear what you're saying, and I do agree with you about the everyone's going to grieve differently and we need to go through it. I remember people would come up to me and be like, oh, your mom's with the angels now. I'm like, what the? Are you kidding me? Like my Uncle Danny, my mother's older brother died yesterday. In fact, he died, today's the 11th, he died this morning at 12:53 a.m. I wasn't particularly close to him. He was a sort of a difficult guy to know and understand. I hadn't seen him in years. He was my mom's side of the family is a little bit disjointed and fractured to a degree. But my aunt, my closest aunt, she's my mom's sister, who I do know and who I have been involved in her life, I'm sure is grieving him right now. It is a big loss for her. She's the last in the family that's still alive. So I think that always has a piece. And when she sent me the message that that he had died, my heart went to her. I was like, wow, I don't feel grief for his loss simply because I didn't really know him. But I do feel grief for her loss. And I hope that there are people surrounding her that are grieving with her and that she's able to find a healthy way of doing that.
You know, grief's interesting, right? So I'll say this. If you die, I will not grieve. And that's because I'm serious. And the reason I say that is because I don't feel like we have anything to work out. Like, I feel sometimes people are grieving because they have guilt of things they didn't say or do or whatever. Like, I feel like one thing about grief is like, hey, go work out your issues now with your people because they will die. It's going to come. That's what happens on Earth.
Yeah.
Go work out your stuff. Because Michael Lewis was saying this about his 19-year-old daughter. He's like, we had a great relationship. It was like there was no guilt when she left. We lived our life to our fullest. Wouldn't that be great to say of every relationship you had? Like, you lived it as best it could. And then when it came, you didn't have any grief about it.
I think that there's two parts to that. There is that idea of working out. And I completely agree with you is that when one has spent time working out issues with someone that is alive, when they pass, you're not like, oh my gosh, why didn't I tell my dad I loved him or whatever it is. People always say that. Well, yeah. If you told him when he was alive, you wouldn't have to worry about it. That said, there also is that piece, and you and I have talked about this, that there are days that go by where I think I hear a joke. My dad loved jokes, and I would call him up and I would tell him the joke that I'd heard, and I'm like, I hear one now and I'm like, oh man, I would have called dad and told him this, and it is still an ongoing part of my grief for him. And when I think about things that I would have shared with Damon, my brother, you know, it was 16 years ago. That's how time goes, right? Is that when he died, and you know, I think about his daughter who was one when he died, never got a chance to know him, and just so there's parts of that's grief is ongoing. It doesn't end. It's not like, oh, that's it, ship shape, boom, boom. But it does soften. It does find different ways of showing itself. And I think that that's what I meant about having some sort of grieving process that's recognized that it's okay to go through this. You don't have to feel bad that you're terribly sad. We're all going to go through it in different ways, and it's okay.
Yeah, I like what he quotes this psychologist in the article, Stephen Joseph. Trauma challenges our global meaning system, like how we completely live. My dad passed away when I was like 25. I was at the height of my powers, the most money I ever made. I was living with my friends in Long Beach. I was like just rolling through life. Then boom, like all my friends are still partying. I got to take care of my mom because nobody else is around her. Like just complete. I was like, wait, exactly what this article says. Like, wait a minute. I control my life. And now it's like all tattered, but I'm a better man. Like, it completely changed the trajectory of my life to have that happen 25 years ago. And sometimes I just feel like with the green prize, like you're fighting against that as opposed to accepting it because we're all going to die. It just happened to be back then instead of now.
It was funny when I read this article, my immediate thought went to what would happen if my daughter Maple died, right? And I think as parents, you think oftentimes about your kids. And when I think about Blindside Guy's daughter dying, how just, you know, it's... There is something about a child dying that to me is even harder. They haven't had a chance to live their life. There's a deep sense of loss. I think when my brother died, it was really hard on my dad. He just didn't accept and couldn't believe that he had outlived one of his children. And so, you know, I think there's that piece of the puzzle too. So it's just such a multifaceted part of our lives that it's so it's so underthought about. Like, I mean, we just don't deal with it. And I think if anything else comes out of this, but maybe you and I will be on the forefront of saying it's okay to grieve.
Let's hug it out, big man. Let's hug it out.
I'll hug it out. I'll get out.
Let's virtual hug it out.
Virtual hug out.
Brandon, thank you for teaching me.
Brothers don't shake hands. Brothers gotta hug.